Hi, my name is Yuri. I did a presentation here at CPPCon. I currently work at Microsoft in Visual C++ team.
Yeah, very cool. So as a fellow Visual C++ member, so I work on the IDE, and you work on?
I work on the front-end team.
Okay, cool.
The C++ front-end.
All right, very cool. So so you're a speaker at the conference. When was your talk?
My talk was this morning.
Oh, this morning. So have you been able to sort of enjoy the rest of the conference? That
partially, mostly. I attended several morning sessions, but then in the afternoon, I was kind of picking only the sessions that were relevant to my talk.
Okay.
And the rest I plan to watch online later.
Okay, cool. Do you feel like you got a good idea of, you know, what to expect watching the other speakers do it? So, you know, sort of as a preface for what you would be doing this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I like the C++ conferences in a way that it's more practical things that people talk about, and mm-hmm. So there is always something useful to gain from. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what I always expect from these kind of talks.
So. Cool. So what did you talk about this morning?
So my talk was about the Wizard Night pattern and how it became kind of this universal hammer we are trying to apply, but Wizard Night pattern is kind of became workaround for which other languages long time have a solution to or better alternatives in terms of abstractions, and that C++ is ready to get such abstractions into the language. So I was trying to argue that we should move to having pattern matching and or multi-methods in C++.
Mm, I see. How do you feel it went for you?
Excuse me?
How do you feel the talk went for you?
I hope it went well. The two people asked, they said it was understandable. There was no many questions at the end, so I don't know if it's a good sign or bad sign.
Right, yeah. But, it's hard to tell with that, yeah.
Yeah, I hope it went okay.
Cool. So the conference that you're able to see, what are your impressions of the first CPPCon ever?
I like it. I had an opportunity also to present at CPP now.
Okay, in Aspen.
In Aspen, cool. This year, and that was a smaller venue, but also the audience was kind of more of a compiler and library background. Mm. Here, it's a broader audience,
yeah,
with a lot of people from industry that don't necessarily write compilers, but they definitely use C++ for. Mm. Different domains. So.
Very cool. So how long have you been a C++ developer?
So I've been C++ developer, it's hard to say, but probably since...
Do you have a year?
Since about 96,
wow.
I would say.
All right. So you've seen the language change incredibly.
Yeah,
I actually did, so now.
My dissertation was on C++.
Oh, what about?
So I went to Texas A&M and I did PhD under supervision of Dr. Strassrup. And so I was trying to simplify the analysis of C++ programs, which was the title, but it was also an umbrella for the kind of research we did. Actually, today's talk and the talk we had in Aspen was a result of the research we did mostly at Texas A&M.
Very cool. I'm from Texas myself. Not from the A&M area, but
okay.
I'm from Dallas. So I didn't realize that, because you're originally from...
I'm originally from Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Cool. How did you find yourself in a... How did you end up in Texas?
Basically, I applied several universities. Before coming to US, I was working for a software company called Quadrox in Belgium, and we did video surveillance software. And so I had some background like in signal processing and stuff. So I was applying to several universities for signal processing PhDs. But I knew Dr. Strauss would work in Texas A&M, and C++ was actually my biggest hobby also, because I like to experiment with the language. So I said, like, if I'm going there, like into Texas, somewhere where I've never been to, you know, like it's in the middle somewhere, I should better go, you know, for something I just like as a hobby.
And nice.
So I applied there purely because of C++.
Okay. So what did you use for programming at the signal processing?
You mean back in Belgium?
In Belgium, yeah.
C++.
Also C++.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's your work and your hobby.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Well, Yuri, thanks so much for coming by and talking to us. Hope you, I guess, enjoy the the couple hours that are left of the conference. Have a good lunch, yeah. I suppose, and I guess I'll...
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me. Always a pleasure. And
awesome.
I think it's an honor, actually.
I guess I'll see you more around Building 25.
Okay, see you there.
Thanks for coming by. Mm-hmm.